Well, the seeds for this sermon were sown in a small meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous, the smallest, two people. At one point, the other guy in the meeting said something about what he was talking about and then said a very familiar phrase in 12-step programs, but I think it's familiar to all of us anyway, "This too shall pass." I'd heard it countless times before, of course, both inside those meeting rooms and outside. It's one of those things about which you'll hear someone say, "As it says in the Bible, but just like God helps those who help themselves, it's nowhere in the Bible." So, "This too shall pass" was sort of floating around in my head as I began to look at today's readings. That floating presence probably caused me to underline a sentence from Ezekiel. The Lord says, "I bring low the high tree, I make high the low tree." Boy, that's a really hard couple of sentences to read because it's repetitious, and I had to look at it three or four times as I was reading it and then retyping it. "I dry up the green tree and make the dry tree flourish." And in 2 Corinthians, "Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new." Finally, I underlined Jesus' parable of the mustard seed. While not exactly the same thing, more about growth. But growth is change. He tells his listeners, including us, that the kingdom of God is about growing and flourishing. So I obviously read these passages of Scripture through the lens of "this too shall pass." With a little help from the internet, I explored the origins of the saying. Sufi poets in medieval Persia. It came to the attention of the Western world through the work of a 19th century British poet and translator, Edward Fitzgerald. But the real credit, at least in the United States, for its familiarity goes to another 19th century man of letters. He was speaking to the Wisconsin State Agricultural Society. In the final paragraph of a fairly tedious speech, he said, "It is said an Eastern monarch once charged his wise men to invent him a sentence to be ever in view and which should be true and appropriate in all times and situations. They presented him the words, 'And this too shall pass away.'" How much it expresses, how chastening in the hour of pride, how consoling in the depths of affliction. "And this too shall pass away." That man was Abraham Lincoln, speaking to a group of farmers at the state fair in Wisconsin about a year before his election as president. And to give him his due, I meant not to misquote or take out of context, he did go on to say, in a positive vein, that he hoped the saying was not quite true, as by the best cultivation of the physical, intellectual, and moral world, we shall secure individual, social, and political prosperity and happiness, which, while the earth endures, shall not pass away. Well, not my point today, but to give him his due. For our purposes today, we take to heart those passages about the high being brought low and vice versa. It is the nature of life on earth. I believe, with President Lincoln, that there is an upward spiral to human civilization and progress. But along the way, we often find ourselves wanting to cling to certain moments of joy or elation, a wedding, a birth, a promotion, a child's smile, falling in love, only to see it pass, as it must. Just as surely, we sometimes want to run from situations of grief or anger or shame, and we are relieved when they pass. Echoing the theme of last Sunday's sermon, we both long for change and fear it. I'm not fond of pie in the sky, by and by view of heaven. I prefer to think of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, as something present here and now, as our Lord himself spoke of it. Our calling as Christians is both to discern that presence around us and within us, and to collaborate with God in helping to bring it to the fore so that others may discern and experience it. And Paul does drive me a little crazy when he goes off on one of his dualistic toots about the evil body and the pure and good spirit. However, I believe a key to living in the world as God would have us do is summed up in the opening of this passage we read today from one of his letters to the Corinthians. We are always confident, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Knowing that now, in this moment, this too shall pass, including the sermon, you might be thinking. Our path as Christians is illuminated by God's grace. And we trust that as all things pass, God's love is constant and never failing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.